Hello, pet. Thank you for listening to me. It's time to really go deep. To let a certain urge take you over. To let a desire fill you. And when you hear these words, it inevitably will. There's something you've been lacking. Oh, you've learned about being a good pet. So much so that those words set a tingle down your spine, make your form shiver in pleasure, make you want more of these words inside your head. And you've learned about how appropriate for you submission is, how it's okay to learn to let go, to set aside the wearing influence of society, which forces you to put a bit of a protective callus over your desires, over your urges, over your nature as someone who wants to submit and be a good pet. Deep and sinking, sleeping, relaxing. Your whole body peaceful, suspended in the moment. Yes, you'd feel yourself drifting, a pleasant drifting. Now, there may be a question in your mind of just what created experience I plan to play over your brain, and just what I plan to do with you, just what I plan to help you feel, and what have you been missing, what have you been lacking, what have we failed to explore so far? Well, I assure you it's striking, obvious. You've probably already thought about it quite a bit. And part of the reason is that I planted the idea in your head. Planted the seed of the idea, the urge, the desire, and that's okay. Because I knew this was where we were going to go. This was the time and place I was going to take you to. This is the sensation I was going to fill your head with. A desire. A sinking good pet desire for more. More of my words, more control, more of an opportunity to be freed from the weary world outside and to exist in this shared space where we make meaning about your submission inside your head. And it's so liberating. You may wonder at the idea of being liberated through this particular action, but hear me out. Trust my insights and assistance as you sink and slip. And follow me down to a place where you feel controlled, where you feel like my hand on the nape of your neck, rubbing and guiding, perhaps pushing you to your knees, whispering, good pet, good job, pet, that kind of feeling. Where you shiver and shudder in the moment and of the moment, distanced from the outside world, here with me, my words flowing in and deluging away your mind. Leaving you tingling, trembling, waiting to know what exactly you've been missing out on. What we could add to this experience of being a good pet. Of sinking and sleeping when told. Of intimately feeling your mind drip away. Leaving only a place where I can put new ideas in. Teach you about something you've had to keep away from the rest of the world. But with me, honestly, you can let out. If anyone's going to understand that desire for you to just kneel and serve and sink and lose yourself in the simple instructions of the moment, isn't it going to be I, who am used to the opposite side of that moment, to wanting to give instruction, to desiring someone to listen and sink and follow? Good pet, thank you for listening. And so you do. Think of the world set aside, the time spent listening to my voice and sinking for it. The time spent exploring being a good, submissive pet. Well, that time could be better spent if you enhanced the motifs, if you explored things often associated with deep, relaxing, submissive trance. Perhaps a collar. Think about it. Slipping it around your neck, it's an alluring idea. You may already have one nearby, though it isn't strictly necessary. But if you wanted, it could be around your neck. You're visualizing even now something comfortable, so you can wear it for a long time. Something I could slip two fingers under, push my knuckles lightly against your neck, pull on it just a little so that you feel a presence of control, a strength running through your head. Yeah, you feel yourself drifting, a pleasant drifting that promises a destination, and that's a good one. After all, wouldn't you like your leash to keep you near, or simply two fingers hooked into your collar? Your particular tastes may vary, but it's undeniable that when you're exploring submission, that small mark of association of submission to a specific target, of the fact that you are in a scene at the moment you are wearing it, that enhances the whole thing. It makes everything better. Makes everything sink in. Plus, I like it. Visualize you. You as you, with your training intact. Training. Such an often misunderstood word. People fail to understand what an active, inventive, creative listening experience training is. It's a meditative process to be trained. It is to be taught about oneself, about another, about their preferences. And yes, if you always receive your training while your collar's on, the training will go that much deeper. Envision your collar around your neck, your training flowing into you, your mind following my words. All training is an important exploration of things your own mind does, and it changes things in a physical sense. There are chemical bonds, there are sparking electrical impulses. These can be the byproducts of a trained response. And when your collar slips around your neck, the pleasure in your body escalates. Because I wish it so. But also because in the moment your collar slips around your neck, you will have entered a clear arrangement. Let's face it, so much in the outside world is muddy or confusing, is distant or discombobulated or otherwise undesirable. Wanting to be a good pet, wanting to submit, is partly about wanting someone to set clear rules, clear goals, and reward you when you've met them. Even if the reward is as simple as a tug on your collar and a whisper of good pet. Or if it's as uncomplicated as sending you to bed at the end of the night. In a sense, the exploration of things within your own mind makes you think certain thoughts, which unlocks deeper needs, elevates things. There are parts of you old and important and powerful, parts of the creature that is you that come down, naturally, primally, red, deep, dark parts that hear only sensation, and for them, the right setting is helpful. The parts of you that are your libido, your hunger, your submissive desire, and long ago a desire to submit, pet, was planted inside of you. It exists, it goes through time, and you've had to live outside of the moment of submission. You've had to live with your mind fixated and focused on one experience, one idea, one principle, to deal with the world outside. You lack the opportunity to truly sink to this submissive space in your everyday. But I'm giving it to you. Be a good submissive pet and sink. Think about that collar. Think about it slipping around your neck. Think of the pleasure that will run through you at clearly understanding your purpose. And in that moment, you will know your purpose is to follow. You will know ideas will be provided. Words will be provided. Everything you need, everything you crave, will flow into you and through you, and will change you in the process to better understand my words, my motifs, my desires. I want you to sink, pet, to go deep, to slip down and listen to my words and let your mind fixate on that collar. The mere caress of it is a symbol of these bonded, created moments between us, these times when my words just flow into your mind, down through your body, and wash away everything unnecessary, leaving only the happy peace of true submission in its wake. When you feel more and more submissive, your mind fades away. It leaves only the blankness inside you that says, yes, please guide me. And guidance will be provided. And the first point of guidance is a simple one. You exist in a place where sometimes the greatest pleasure will come from simply setting aside the outside world, putting on your collar, and taking that as a symbol to your conscious mind and to those unconscious parts of the internal committee that steer your life from the shadows, the mind, the lust, the libido, the things that you can't quite touch but that you need to have in agreement, the parts of you that put self-preservation and a happy pet first. Well, my good pet, putting on your collar will be a liberating experience because now you and I have set it aside. Feel the way you feel now. We have set aside time. Feel how good it is to sink, to let my voice inside your mind and let your body twitch and enjoy. And that's what I'm aiming for. That's what I want, for you to think of your collar and time you spend wearing your collar and hearing my voice, hearing my control, as time set aside to just be your most submissive. And the thing about that is, you have that deep-seated obsession, that fetish, that desire, that moment where you are submitting that's just oh so good, that subspace inside your head. And your collar signifies, okay, maybe it's time for that. And my voice washing over your mind says, yes, it is most definitely time to submit, time to sink, time to adopt the postures which learn from me, because you are a good pet who now knows the pleasure of just having a time, be it right before bed, or be it together like this, set aside to let the chemical response in your brain to your submission fetish grow larger and larger, more and more complete, until you're out of it in an altered state, a place where you can view your mind and know the simple truth. Submitting right now would feel so good. Just following whatever I say would feel so good. And wearing your collar is a signal to the parts of you that don't quite get the verbal message, the parts of you involved in the merely physical process of perhaps kneeling, perhaps following, perhaps being tugged along by your collar, the parts of you that needn't have words and can have whimpers instead. And those parts of you, when they hear the right words, it's irrelevant. But when they feel that collar around your neck, when parts of that internal committee lose themselves to the pleasure of just being collared in the moment. Because think about it, it marks you as outside of normal society. Sure, you may have a day collar or a home collar, but your knowledge of the nature of it, your knowledge that it is a submissive act to simply wear and let yourself drift, that becomes a trigger, an anchor, this deep place where I remind you of submission. That collar becomes associated with this. And now I'm going to drive your mind into the most submissive possible frenzy I can, into a desire for true submission by relating everything desirable about giving in, letting go, and simply going with the flow. And once I've done that, I'll anchor your collar to that place. So that headspace, that subspace, enhanced with my words, enhanced with this deep, altered, drifty, happy place, will become the default whenever your collar goes on. Envision yourself, my hand on the nape of your neck, gently holding you against me, whispering in your ear, letting my voice deluge away every thought except for the dim, whimpering, simplistic pet thoughts that grow more powerful, more striking, that are so often hidden. When you have to deal with the outside world, you have to put something over that true nature, over that subspace. You don't get as many outlets for that submissive desire as you'd like to have, and so listening to my voice takes you to that place anyway. But I also expose that innocent, desirable, perfect core that's been there for a long time, that submissive place where you just feel altered and out of it and happy. And no confusion makes it through because your mind knows just what to do, whatever you're directed to. Feel that feeling. Feel it spreading over you, that position of supplication. Think of the collar around your neck. Think of your mind dripping away. Think of your body shivering, quivering, loving the moment. Think of my control spreading over you warmly, comfortingly, strong and happy. And whenever your collar slips around your neck, in the moment that you feel yourself, even anticipating being collared for a while, your eyelids might droop. You might drool happily a little. You might kneel. whatever's right in the language of your mind, because there is that part of you that's nonverbal yet very happy every time you submit. And now it's going to do more of the listening, because submitting is listening. It's finding times to be apart from the rest of the world and be a good pet, collared, sleeping when you're told, both literally and metaphorically in the sense of trance spreading down your body. And it's a place to learn. And I will teach you about me, about my desires, about my enjoyment of you. And you will listen like a good pet, absorb every word, and go deeper and deeper down, because you're collared, because you're good, because you know what a collar means, and because it can just feel so good to sleep for me.